second hour of Spingola Speaks. Our guest today is Boothena Nevlin. Do you happen to have a website?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, so you were talking about the war. You mentioned the Ayatollah Khomeini.
Yeah.
Who supported him?
Well, Ayatollah Khomeini was greatly supported by Britain, and he was living in Iraq, and then he went to live in exile in France. He was greatly supported by Britain. My father was in Paris within the time of the Iranian Revolution. He swears by God, he said, that's something, maybe you can believe it. He said, when he was in Paris within that time, he said the U.S. Embassy employees were distributing cassettes and a little pamphlets book supporting Khomeini at that time. He said, we saw them by our eyes, the U.S. Embassy employees in Paris. So he was really supported by U.S., but all this was hidden support with the U.S. And when he came to Iran, who was on the plane with him? Peter Jennings, the ABC.
Oh, right.
Yeah, who was with him? There is, in Iraq, we have it's not the Iranian people. We have nice relations. But the Iranian government, where is the this kind of revolution was created. I mean, all the religious sect was created by Britain to control Iran, to loot the oil of Iran. I think British Petroleum was till now looting the oil of Iran. So he was supported, hiddenly by U.S. And this, the Iran-Contra, is a great testimony that they were selling him weapons. So Khomeini considered all Iraqis are infidels. So he wanted to export the revolution. So this war, we believe that is supported by U.S., Britain, and France for the whole time. Diane, I just want to concentrate on Halabja because this is also a lie that Iraq began the war. Iraq never wanted a war. In fact, we believe that toppling the Shah was because he made agreement, Algiers agreement in Algeria to stop supporting the Kurdish militia. And that's one reason for his toppling regime. Shah of Iran before Khomeini, he become to be a nationalist figure in Iraq. And he become to be like a leftist who want socialism or a socialist movement. And he wanted some of the revenue of the oil that looted by PP to his people. That's one reason. Another reason we believe that he was toppled, he closed all the drugs, the Afyun factories that established by Britain. And that's for sure. A lot of people, he said, he closed these drug factories. And that was a good reason for toppling his regime. He stopped working against Iraq. That's another thing. So when Khomeini came, the first thing is we have to topple the Ba'athist regime, the infidels of the Ba'athist regime. And there was, Iraq sent almost 260 memorandum documented in the United Nations, in the United Arab League, and in the Security Council and the Islamic Conference. All the violation of the Iranian army against our borders. And we don't want anything from Iran. We want just to keep our sovereign country. So I was talking to you about Al-Fao in 1986. When they tried to capture Al-Fao, they managed to take Al-Fao city. And they occupied for 2 years. Iraqi army, in the beginning of 1998, began to march and crush the Iranian out of Al-Fao city. We lost.
All righty. I'm sorry. I hate to interrupt, but we do have to take a 3-minute break. We will be right back.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food, for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs. Time to relax and unwind. What better way to do so than with Santa Barbara Bells? For over 25 years, our wind chimes have been helping people to relax and enjoy life. Turn your home environment into a pleasurable experience. From the small overture chime to the large super bass, you will find just the right chime to enjoy. All wood, strings, and cordage are protected for long life, and all parts are rust-proof. You have 10 sizes to choose from. To see and hear more of the chimes, go to SantaBarbaraBells.com or call us at 805-733-1513. Santa Barbara Bells is currently having a springtime sale. Come to the website and save up to 50% on all of our chimes. SantaBarbaraBells.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Boothena Nevlin, and you were talking about you got up to
1998. Iraq managed to clear the southern city of Fars from the Iranian occupation. Then at that time, they want to occupy, they fell in the southern front, they wanted the northern front where they can be helped by the Kurdish militia, Peshmerga, whom sponsored by U.S. Taliban and Barzani people. So they tried to capture Sulaymaniyya. They managed to capture Halabja. And from Halabja, they wanted to come to Sulaymaniyya. Iraqi armies want to, they capture the people of this village of Halabja. And they want just like make them scapegoat, away for protection the Iranian forces. Iraq at that time just want to clear them from the northern part, kick them the way out of the border. The Iranian forces, they fight, and then when they just about, I mean, to lose, the Iranian forces get this gas, and they gas the people of Halabja before leaving out of the border, and then they blame Saddam. They send these. Diane, Iraq at that time was really have shortage amount in all the weapons. Iraq doesn't have that, didn't have that kind of gas that killed the Halabja people. And when some independent came and I don't know, some kind of some humanitarian organization, when they came and inspect the, I'm sorry, Diane.
Allah.
They found that the kind of gas that used to kill those people, Iraq didn't have it at that time. This gas, I think, was given by I don't know if this mustard gas or another kind of gas, but Iraq didn't have it. And I remember at that time, I heard about it, the Iraqi army told the Iranian forces, if you really want to fight as a man, give us at least the children and the women. And they didn't. They took Halabja as a hostage with the help of the Kurdish militia. And when they failed to capture Halabja so that they will capture Sulaymaniyah, a big city in the north of Iraq, they gassed the people and they went back. And after that time, the whole Iraq war came to an end. And that's the end of in August 1998, Khomeini accepted the resolution of the United Council resolution to stop the war. This resolution was issued or initiated in 1987, but Iran accepted it in 1988. At that time, Khomeini make a big speech, very famous speech, when he said, it was easy for me to drink a glass full of poison than stopping the war of Iraq. This is a very, very famous speech, and you can see from this his intention of. And in another speech, he said, "I will fight Iraqis till the last soldier in Iran." So that's the end of 1988 war. It lasted for 8 years. All in all, my point is Iraq never had the intention to harm any country or to wage a war. Exactly after that, Diana, I was telling you the hostility of the Britain and America started from 1972 when we nationalized. Then they started the 1980 war. After that, hardship, they start creating economic hardship for the Iraqi. They ask United Arab Emirates and Kuwait to make a surplus production in the oil. So the barrel will go down to less than $10 or less than. And Iraq is just out of a big war, so it needs revenue. At that time, the Iraqi revenue, where two-thirds of Iraqi revenue has gone because of this reckless act by United Arab Emirates and Kuwait and Saudi Arabia, all that. So that makes very, very economic hardship. We are out of a war. We need construction to the building that was shelled by the Iranian bombing. We need enhancement for the infrastructure. A lot of development project was stopped because of the war. So that's when the hardship of the economy hardship, we kept asking, you shouldn't do that, you shouldn't, for the United Arab Emirates. All in all, within this hardship, Kuwait started to more and more act of aggression against the Iraqis, against the government. They used to send Kuwaitis. We have good relation in with Kuwait. But we used, at that time when the war ended, we used to see Kuwaitis in the street of Baghdad tearing the currency of the Iraqi currency, or using it as tissue, or wiping your nose. The Iraqi currency has the picture of Saddam. So when somebody blow his nose in a currency, that's a very provocative act. And we used to hear them, say very, very provocative remark, like, the thing that make all the Iraqi, especially Saddam, crazy, that we shall make the Iraqi women worth 10 dinars, which is a very, very, very bad thing. They want to say that we are going to destroy you and make the Iraqi women sell themselves for Iraqi dinar because of the poverty or something. So all these things, all the provoking that done by the Kuwaiti, by the United Arab Emirates, by the Saudi Arabia, made Saddam go and invade Kuwait. And when when the invasion of Kuwait happened, the Iraqi government mentioned that we didn't have any intention. We have all the intention to to a good relation with Kuwait, but this provocative act made the Iraqis go to, I mean, nobody was thinking of, oh my God, are we in Kuwait now? Nobody wanted it. But we didn't know the hidden agenda that was going on of this, all this provocative act. And some military people, they say for sure, no matter if Iraq invade Kuwait or not, they will make something and invade Iraq. Because from 1986, Diane, the U.S. jet fighters and the big warship start coming to the Gulf region. So we didn't like the invasion of Kuwait, but they, I mean, with it or without it, the 1990 war Gulf would took a place against Iraq. That's what we believe in. And
the U.S. sent airplanes to the area in 1986 to support warfare against your country.
The pretext that we start to use, that the Prince of Kuwait, I heard it once or twice in the radio, that the Prince of Kuwait asked protection from U.S. from 1986. So at that time, the big, I don't know, call it jet fighters and warplanes start approaching and coming to the... If you notice the coincidence of this 1986 with the big push that the Iranian forces had, and they took FAO, and then they went after that. And I mean, it coincide. It coincide. Is there a relation or there is no relation? I don't know. But these ships come in accordance with the request of Prince al-Sabah as a protection. We don't know. That's protection of what? I mean, so from that time, the presence of the U.S. forces in that region happened. So, and then if you see the scenario now, so end of the war, economic hardship, provocation from Kuwait, get the people to invade Kuwait. At that time, the night that the invade took place, the Iraqi delegation, Izzat al-Duri, vice president of Saddam, was meeting with the Kuwaiti delegation. And then they say they provoke Izzat al-Duri and they throw some plate in his face. And they say, okay, we will make the Iraqi women worth $10, which is very insulting to any Muslim or any Arab with dignity. So from that time, after this meeting, you can't imagine. We have a meeting with them. They provoke us, they provoke the government. And then after that, the invasion happened, the Iraqi so-called invasion. I just remind the listener, Kuwait was part of Iraq till the Britain invasion of the 1918, when Stanley Maude invaded Iraq, the British British general. At that time, they partitioned Kuwait from Iraq, and they put a Sabah family who's loyal to the British from that time. I mean, there was a Sabah family, but they partitioned it from that time. And Iraqi government, before the Ba'athist government, asked to return the return of Kuwait to Iraq. But it's okay. I mean, we didn't care about that. But this kind of provocation and this kind of hostility act, this is the real reason why the Iraqi went to Kuwait. Another thing, some kind of attacks on the border, and they began, they call it illegal oil drilling from Al-Rumaila or the Southern Oil. I mean, a lot of act of hostility from the Kuwaiti part, which pushed the Iraqi to invade.
Exactly. All righty, we are going to a quick 3-minute break. We'll be right back with our guest.
All right. Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256. Or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Boothena Nevlin. And may I ask one question? Well,
yes.
I have a couple questions. We have heard that the CIA trained Saddam Hussein, and that they trained him to go into Iraq, and that he was in charge of killing a bunch of the educators and a lot of others who would have spoken out. Was he a CIA asset ever, or is that a myth?
At all, Diana. If you are a CIA and I'm a CIA, Saddam is a CIA. Saddam never trusted America, and that's everybody said. Even when we were having relation with America, he was suspicious. That we have some kind of economic relation with America before the 1991, but that's because a lot of his aides, a lot of ministers were get education from America, like I think doctors, I don't know the names, but a lot of ministers in Iraq get education. They have this feeling of the place of America. They like the people here. So that's why a lot of some kind of contract, economic contract to America. And he wants really a good relation. But he never trusts them. But those who were around him, they have good relation because they came and have their PhD there, and now they are ministers. That's why we have some kind of economic relation. But he has always suspicion of them and not trust them. Saddam turned to USSR and the French and Yugoslavia. We have great relation with Yugoslavia. I mean, Yugoslavian people are the greatest. That's his direction. But Britain and U.S., no. I mean, you know, the British, destroyed Iraq, invaded in 1918, and they must have hands in killing the kings of Iraq, King Faisal the First, King Ghazi, and King Faisal the Second, toppling the nationalist government of Rashid Ali al-Gaylani, who wanted to end the occupation of Britain. So we have, historical background, hostility with Britain, but U.S., he was always suspicious with them. So no, at all. This is one way of demonizing this man. I mean, he's dead now. You can talk everything about him. But the important thing, just make the American people stop believing everybody, everything they heard from the TV or from the CIA. All of it is a lie. It's all of CIA think are lies.
Does that apply also to Osama bin Laden?
One more thing about, let's have a flashback. Diane, the Saudi family put, after the Arab Revolution in 1920, the Saudi family created by John Philippi, the envoy of Britain to them. I mean, they call them the slaves of John Philippi. And Britain at that time, took the World War I as a cover to massacre the Muslims in the region. You know, Saudi Arabia was called Najd and al-Hijaz till the Saudi family came. Saudi family put in power by Britain and helped by U.S., and they are very criminal family. They killed tons of thousands of Muslims. When Britain installed them, they give the jobs. Okay, the Saudis are the ruling family. We create another religion or version of Islam called Wahhabis. Muhammad bin Abdul Wahhab, who's not a Muslim, and he's covered himself with Islam, created a very fanatic Islam. And everyone, if you are not with him, they kill you. So he massacred a lot of people. And the bin Laden family was responsible on the economy. So bin Laden, Wahhabi, and the Saudi were all of them created by Britain and America to control the most sacred region in the Muslim heart. So within that time, the cover of World War I, which sometimes I believe World War I, World War II is just a cover to take the Holy Land of Saudi of Najd al-Hijaz, which is now called Saudi Arabia, and Palestine. Bin Laden have great ties with the Bush family, with the CIA. He is a CIA guy. And by the way, Bin Laden sect, or the Wahhabi sect, also called Iraqi infidels. I mean, of them, we are infidels, even when we are Muslims. So all these, the big game of Britain and the U.S. and all the imperialists to kill the Arab and take their nut. So there is a sect in the East who calls us infidel, and there is a sect in the other part who calls us infidel. So all this, so we are, I mean, we have in hostility with the Wahhabi. I mean, that's the situation. So bin Laden was a CIA guy.
Okay. All righty.
I'm sorry. I make my point clear that.
No, that's okay. You were just explaining the whole thing. I like details. Now,
yes.
do you think there's any?
Yes.
Do you think there's any way that the all of the people in what is now called the Middle East can unite against what is happening to so many of the countries there?
The clear answer is no. I mean, because leaders
die. Right. All righty, we do have to take a quick break. We will be right back and we'll take some calls.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Global Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, MEG, vitamin D, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to teravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Teravim, the best supplements on earth.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a 1-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
And we do have a caller. Let's take a quick call. Richard from Washington.
Good morning. Another great show. I was raised in a generation that says you're either part of the solution or part of the problem. And your guests, like all your other guests and yourself, are very knowledgeable and very intelligent. And you analyze the trees in the forest very well, but you don't see what the forest is. And the name of the game is divide and conquer. As soon as you as an individual identify yourself with a group, a herd, you become the human resource. You're not a person anymore. You're an animal to be herded. And as soon as you become a Shiite or a Sunni or a Wasabi or a Roman Catholic or an American or a soldier or whatever, as soon as you take on a category, you are part of the game. And the game is divide and conquer. So you put one identified person against another identified person, and you have them fight, and the winner then gets another enemy to fight against. And we've been in a one-world system, as I pointed out before, since the Caesars. It had been mostly completed by way of the United Nations, and we're now in this ongoing chess game of each of us fighting amongst ourselves so that we can accomplish their goals of gathering all the resources and destroying as much of those useless eaters as possible. The solution is not all the people of the Middle East getting together. It's all the individuals living on the planet, the soil of the planet Earth, getting completely self-reliant and independent and going their individual ways, because at that point, nobody can be controlled, and if they have a war, nobody will show up, and if they have a meeting, nobody will show up, and if they have a group, nobody will show up, because they're all doing their individual activities. There is the final solution.
All righty. Well, thank you, Richard. Did you have a question for our guest?
Well, the guest is she's repeating these facts, but not seeing who's controlling the whole operation.
How do you know?
I've listened to her, and I've listened to your program on Germany. You're trying to make people a group, and the group is then being decimated or controlled or fighting a war or whatever. But that is participating in this divide and conquer. That's what they want you to do. They want you to identify yourself with a group and be a herd animal, because then they're free of guilt, because you're already voluntarily consenting to be an animal. So, hey, let me be herded.
You know, I don't think that's quite right. I didn't volunteer to be an animal. But thank you for your call, Richard, as usual. Thank you. All righty.
Diane, honey, just give me just one minute. I just want to mention something that, believe it or not, President Eisenhower, I told you about the Saudi and the families, President Eisenhower is the one who was supporting using the Islam in a way to control or destroy the Muslim nation within this kind of fact. We found a documentary, I read it on Al Jazeera and other sources, that the first one who wanted to get this idea of making other sect fight other sect was advice from President or General Eisenhower at that time, from the 40s. That's something maybe you will never hear, to use Islam a way to help implement the U.S. or the imperialist in that region. And if I have time, more time, just one more thing, if you don't mind.
We have about 20 minutes.
Yeah. I just want to mention that my concentration on the lies of the American government. You know, what initiated the war is the Nayera incubator, the Nayera incubator.
Oh, right, yeah.
And Tom Lantis, the biggest, I mean, he's a big liar than her. In his Congressional Human Rights Caucuses, they asked Helen Knowlton, a PR company, to train her to say the incubator. And then after that, there wasn't such a thing as the Iraqi took the babies and let them die on the incubator. That's one lie. Another lie I want to, because that's my main theme. Another lie. They accuse Iraq of pocketing money from the oil and food program. I'll tell you what happened. Before the war, in 2001, June 28, Dr. Riyad Al-Qaisi, who was Deputy Foreign Secretary at that time, get a document in which he detailed the mismanagement of the spending on everything done by the American part. His document is SPL 4336 resumption. From that time, there was a guy called Paul Volcker, who happened to be the Federal Reserve Chairman, Thieves of the Thieves, make a report, accused the Iraqi government or Saddam from pocketing the money. Pocketing the money is from the oil food program is a big lie. Iraq put 10 cents on each barrel to help him do the production, produce the oil that he is selling. And this happened with the agreement of the Security Council and the Sanction Committee. Just one more thing. In 2000, the Oil for Food program ended in 2006. In 2005, Mr. Stuart Bowen, who was the special inspector responsible on reconstructing Iraq, came and have a full review. He said within 1 year or within a few years, he found, from the time toppling Saddam regime, he found $8.8 billion missing from that money. You know how much, I mean, you can imagine the corruption happened after the invasion just from the Oil for Food program. Mr. Stuart Bowen found $8.8 billion missing, uncounted, he said. This is published in Time magazine, 7/2/2005. Another thing, just may give you an idea of how much huge the corruption and looting happened after the invasion. There is a program in BBC called Panorama. In 2008, they discovered that there was $50 billion was meant, looted and missed, uncounted for by the new Iraqi government. Is this just numbers about the amount, the great amount of looting and stealing of the all Iraqi oil revenue and all the money of Iraq, we can say.
Right.
That's the point. I hope I make myself clear enough.
Yes, yes. Now, do you see any particular group that's behind so many of the problems that that the people in the Middle East are suffering from? You mentioned the establishment of the Israeli state in 1948. Do you see them as being a big problem? And do you see the United States acting as their executioner in the wars that we are that the United States is fighting in the Middle East?
Yeah, I mean, we call it the war done behalf on Israel. I mean, Israel, and long time ago, even the so-called the Arab Revolution now, it's planted in 1982. I mean, I don't know. There's some kind of report published in State of Israel about fragmenting or redividing the Arab world in a world that no more country can stood or challenge Israel. So all that what happened now, dividing Iraq and Sunni Shiite Kurd, now they finished. Now they are doing it on Syria. They finished with Libya. I believe this Arab Revolution, even what started with the Arab Revolution in Egypt and in Tunisia, are done by are trained and done by help of U.S. You know, those the movement of 6 April, they call them, those that started the revolution, was trained by a group called Freedom House in U.S.
Yes.
Yeah, Freedom House. This is the girl who started the so-called revolution. All it's trained by. I mean, I know. I mean, Hosni Mubarak is a corrupt, but he's a good stooge for the American. In spite of that, they don't want one united Arab state. They want fragmentation or balkanization of the Arab world. It's not enough Sykes-Picot. No, now we have to divide it more and more and more. So that's, I believe, all this, the Arab Spring was supported by Israel and U.S. to divide the Arab homeland.
Yes, indeed. All righty, and you did mention Freedom House, and I've written about them before.
Mm-hmm. I mean, there are a lot of them. And, the name Google, the man who's charged on Google, he has a lot of good relation with U.S. and a lot of, all we can trace them back to U.S. help and toppling the regime.
Right.
And now things are very bad in Egypt. I mean, demonstration, killing of the demonstration. By the way, we have big demonstration in Iraq every day. A demonstration gets killed. They want to get rid of the corrupted regime in Iraq, but they can't manage. I don't know why U.S. didn't support the demonstrator in Iraq. And things, the economy status in Egypt are so bad now. So I don't think, I wish all the best to Egyptian people. They're our brothers, but things are very bad there.
Yes. All righty, let's take another caller. Let's take Andrea in Oklahoma. Andrea, welcome to the program.
The idea that because our president is considered the president, he takes orders from somebody. Who that somebody truly is, we the people don't know. They have these world summits that they get together and plan what's going to happen with the world in the immediate future. There's so the who is the they? Who's giving out these orders and these puppets, our president, our Congress? Is it the bankers? It's we the people, we that are being dumbed down, we that are being poisoned, and everything that we eat, our food, our water, we need to know who's doing this to all of us, the people of the world, destroying nation after nation. We need to cut the head off the snake so we can get our world back. This is insanity. I feel for her. All we get is lies in the news. The only way we get the truth is to go out to your website and others to try and find out really what's going on in the world. All the media we have is coming through what we hear is Israelis. It's like we can't really truly put the finger on who's calling the shots. And
that
that seems to be the world, the main problem. And until we truly find out who's calling these shots, we can never stop this total and complete sanity.
All right.
That's my comment.
Thank you so much, Andrea. Bethana, what do you think?
Well, thank you, Andrea. Thank you for your feeling, dear. Well, really, I mean, what's amazing is the amount of ignorance of the American people. If they just stop listening to the CNN and BBC and all, start just like Andrea, finding the truth for themselves. They say, if you cheat me once, shame on me. If you cheat me twice, if you cheat me once, shame on you. If you cheat me twice, shame on me. So you have been cheated, I mean, I don't know, from World War One and Vietnam and Panama and I don't know what, and Afghanistan and mass destruction lies and Saddam is killing the people. And I mean, I wish there's some kind of awareness, especially the young people. The young people, I see them in America, lost. They don't know what to do. They're nice, good people. They are lovely, but they are lost. They go after drugs or this bad thing. So, but I wish some kind of awareness, Andrea, dear, I wish some kind of awareness, groups. And one more thing, we have a very corrupt Congress. Go to your Congress. Now, John Kerry wants to give $60 million to help the butchers, larables who are butchering the Syrians. This is our money, dear. Give the money to us. Give the money to the poor of America. Give the money to the schools. This is one thing. Stop supporting the rebels. That's the first thing. And see, I mean, $60 million, just a one payment for a butcher. I mean, you can go to YouTube and see how they butcher people. And these are all the Al-Qaeda group. Allahu, they don't know. They just, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, and they catch beheaded people. So this is one thing. Go to your congressman. See where does your money go? Where, how much the Pentagon is spent? How much is spent on the welfare? How much the poor get? I mean, where does the money go? That's the main thing. And if you go, okay, we should get, I mean, follow your congressman. What did he do? What did he not do? I mean, that's the awareness. If you just go on Kerry and tell him, stop funding the butchers that butchering the Syrians, Bashar al-Assad is just like another Saddam, is just like another Gaddafi. You know, Diana, one more thing about the bankers. The first day after butchering Gaddafi, the IMF went to the bank, Central Bank of Libya. There were in the Central Bank of Libya 144 ton of gold.
Wow. Okay, so they took all the gold.
Yeah.
They took all of Iraq's gold.
No, that's in Libya. I mean, the same thing. Every leader who wants to protect himself, they get butchered, they get hanged, and now it's the turn of Bashar al-Assad. Well, leave the people for the people. Don't support the rebels. That's the main thing. I mean,
right.
Awareness.
Right.
I wish. I mean, really, my heart, blessing to all the American, especially the young. Start learning. Start reading. Start finding some other sources. Stop listening to the BBC and CNN and ABC. They didn't get you to any place. From ignorance to more ignorance to more ignorance. Enough what happened to Vietnam. Enough what happened to the first Gulf War. Enough what happens in the Iraq invasion. So I hope that will be awareness campaign, especially the young people, the college people. And from there, just keep the U.S. money inside U.S.
Yes, indeed.
These aids and programs of aids, they're fictitious. They're nuggets. Nothing but bogus to hurt others.
So right. And it's all about resource seizure. It's all about controlling the world. The international bankers are Jewish, of course. I think we have to say that. Let's take another quick call. Let's take Jim from Georgia. Jim, welcome to the program.
Good afternoon. This is Medlin, I guess it's pronounced. I know a caller before had a very narrow mind about, you know, his thoughts as far as religion. I used to be narrow-minded too, but there's different religions in this country. But the main thing is we all care about this country and we all back this country. And I don't care if you're Muslim or Protestant or Catholic. The main thing is we all stick together. But with my thoughts is I wanted to ask her a question about, I know she said they pilfered the gold and the silver. I'm wondering what they've done with the platinum. And then what did they do with the drugs in the pharmacies and stuff like that? Where did they go, you know? And a lot of these drugs are worth more than gold. What happened to everything in that country?
All righty. We do have to take a quick break, and she will answer that when we come back. Great question, Jim. Be right back in 3 minutes.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid 3 times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Excuse me. Our guest today has been Buthena Nevlin. And Jim asks some very provocative questions. What happened to all the other things? You've talked about the relics that people looted, all of these things. But Iraq had a lot of resources. What happened to all of these resources?
You mean after the invasion? Is that?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Nobody knows. Nobody knows. It's just looting. Every now and then, a scandal in the newspaper, Iraqi. Son of the Maliki has bought a big tower in Dubai. The Minister of the Health has bought a big tower, and I don't know. And all these, the people who are in the government are the looters. But any accountability and check and balance, there is nothing like that. It's a chaos, but suppression of the people. But nobody knows. Nobody knows, really. I mean, I told you, they say $40 billion went to the installing the planet, the power planet. Nothing happened. So really, no. I don't know. Every now and then, these big scandals come here and there and here and there. They caught the UN, like on this UN, Iraqi UN, so-called, to the Iraqi envoy to UN, once they found $50 million on a plane when he was going to England. And then I think Tony Blair tell him to release him. Stuff like that. But scandals after scandals after scandals after scandals.
I think it's the same here. Excuse me. Word is out just in the last few days that Chelsea Clinton just bought a $10.5 million apartment in New York. And I'm thinking, wow, she's done really well since graduating from college. And you know, where did she get that money? Well,
her mother killed Gaddafi, and
exactly.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know, but it's a complete I mean, there is nothing. I mean, there is a complete corrupt puppet government. I mean, just one thing about how corrupt. You know, the last election, Ayad Alawi won the election, but they forced him. What's his name? The vice president of Biden came to Baghdad and forced him to leave to resign for Maliki, because Maliki is loved by Iran. I mean, how much is the corruption? If even the election, nobody recognized the election results. I mean, you can see. I mean, everybody looting everything. So. I want to concentrate on this point to all the American people. Every time they told you democracy means destruction of a nation. There is no such democracy in any country. Democracy in the U.S. is the democracy of Wall Street and Goldman Sachs. So please keep your money in your pocket. Don't aid any democracy attempt in any part of the world. 4 million Iraqi get killed because of your democracy. 2 million widow, 4 million, I don't know how I began to, 4 or 5 million displaced, and the orphans are hunger and dying. So that's the democracy. Democracy means a genocide. Whenever you hear democracy, say, okay, we shall genocide or go to do genocide in a country. Please be aware of that.
Well, I thank you very much for being on the program today. We need to do this again. Thank you for all of your information and your passion. Thank you so much.
My pleasure, Diana. Thank you. God bless you. Allah bless you.
Bless you, too.